All right, greetings everyone. This is Bomani, and I'm your Ghana tour organizer and tour leader for all of our upcoming Ghana tours for October 2016, May 2017, and October 2017. Now, today's conference call, October 16th, is from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What we've done over the period of time is just have a conference call about, you know, once a month, and our goal is just to go through all of the details and section based on what was sent via email. This conference call is to communicate with everyone that's interested in our upcoming Ghana tours, to share information about all they need to know, and to get everyone connected. Now, one of the ways I've done this is on Facebook. We do have a group page for each of the tour. So if you're on Facebook, or even if you just want to create an account temporarily just to, you know, be more social and get a chance to, you know, connect with the different people that's coming on the tour that's in the group. And it's never going to be a situation where it's everybody that's traveling with us is going to be on Facebook. But for the people that have that link, it's, you know, good to interact, and it's also, you know, just a good way for me to send interactive messages as far as what we're doing to get everybody prepared and updated about our current journey, or even the conference call and things like that. And also same, you know, via text, via email, and, you know, any other method of way you communicate with me. But the goal is to open up a full dialogue and be, you know, available, make sure everything is clear for everyone that's traveling. The worst thing is that, you know, when someone say that they didn't know, which, you know, for us is not good, because we need everyone to be clear on all of the things that we need everyone to be clear on. That way, when we get to Ghana, we can focus on enjoying the best time of our life, the journey of a lifetime, and we don't have to be running around trying to find certain things, or run around trying to figure things out, or run around trying to wonder what everybody else is doing. Yeah, but to keep everyone in sync, all of the details, 100% of the information is on the website at africafortheafricans.org. And once you get to the website, you're going to see, when you're using your desktop or laptop, you'll see the MP3 player on the left with a mix of music. You can, you know, you can control the navigation. And then you see a big slideshow to the right with a collection of a history of my tours and travel adventures in Africa from 2004 to 2015, from Ghana to the different countries. So that's a nice slideshow. And the slideshow also allow you to control the full scale of it. You can make it into the screensaver. You can navigate the pictures. You know, you have full access and control of it. Now, below, if you speak a different language and you just want to view the information in your native language or relative language, you can just click on the selector, and more than likely it'll have your language. Now, the main thing, what I was at, tell everyone, you know, when we first talk, is to, you know, go to the main menu. And once you're on the main menu, and the main menu work layout is the same on, you know, on all platforms, on your laptop, desktop, tablet, or phone, you'll get access to a main menu, and all you do is just click on what's your relative tour, Ghana, October 2017, May 2017, or October 2016, and they're going to give you the 10 articles. The only thing that October 2016 doesn't have is it doesn't have the press release as the first article. The 2017 tours have 10 links. So it will be the press release, then below, the next will be the tour overview. General terms, itinerary, Ghana visa guidelines, tour preparation, Ghana culture, customs, key things to know, improving your immune system, Ghana language tree translation, and departure and reminder list of your journey. So when you first are looking at these things, the first thing you might say is that this is a lot of information, it's a lot of details, and it is a little bit of information. Well, not a little bit of information. It is a lot of information, but it's a period of information that we'll cover in a 1 year time span about three to four times over, based on conference call. Directly based on the conference call, because that's when we process all of the information as far as update details and all the need to know. So once our conference call is finished, I go back and just edit it with full clarity. And it's on podcast, and it's also on YouTube, where you can just listen to it and just process the information. Some of them are long; they're anywhere sometimes from 60 minutes to an hour and a half. And if you listen to three of them back to back, that would just literally just give you all of the everything that we've talked about and covered, and you need to know. So it's a situation of whatever you put in is what you get out. The Journey of a Lifetime deals with us being fully prepared to enjoy a two-week journey in an incredible country, Ghana, around four different regions. And it's one of those things where we have a list, the departure and reminder list, which right now, those of us leaving for the October journey, it's 30 points, and we talked about in the last conference call, and it's literally what you want to have print out, you want to go through in detail, you want to go back over. And if you process that, you're not going to forget anything. And it's a great reminder, and also it just help you keep things in perspective. That way, once you're in Ghana, you feel much more reserved. You feel like you took care of everything, and everything that I need to enjoy my time, I have with me, and I can just focus on enjoying the journey. The things I'm gonna talk about is a little bit from the tour overview, the itinerary. And then just a few from the different lists, and just kind of get everything in summary of what we do on a closeout, and also for those traveling with us in 2017, it give you a better perspective and heads up to just be a lot more prepared. And that's our main thing, is just to make sure everybody is clear and everything, all they need to know, and try to answer as much question as possible. And I feel like we've done well, and right now it's 38 of us. We had one or two cancellations and things, but 38 of us are strong, and we're ready for October journey. So what I'm going to talk about is, it's kind of like a walkthrough in the future of what we're going to be doing from 10 days from now, which is October 26th. And also, everyone, remember, if you have any questions, just *6 to unmute yourself.
Hey, Bamani.
Hey, go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, I know I've asked this dumb question before, but I'm gonna ask it again anyway.
Sure, go ahead.
About my ticket, it says on here, print your ticket, and what I printed was an itinerary. Is that considered my ticket?
Yes, that's considered your ticket. It's your...
Oh, okay.
You're printing a itinerary off your ticket, but everything is your ticket. And we're gonna go through the process of I'm literally gonna go through, like I'm foreseeing the future, and I'm literally gonna go through each day, as not everything always is perfect as you planned and everything, but I'm gonna literally go through the whole process of the whole days, for a whole trip, and I'm looking to do it within 30-45 minutes. All right, so everyone, let me just give you a list of all of the things that our tours include. This will be on the tour overview. Transportations and tours throughout Ghana. And in 2017, October, it'll be the same for all the three countries in the package. Daily exercise and meditation session. Daily continental breakfast and gourmet dinner. Naming ceremony and ancestral celebration, hotel accommodation, double occupancy, two people to a room, right? Business and investment conference, networking, entrance and access to all sites and activities, and what's not included is lunch, tips. You have a group tips that's $50 that you pay when you get to, when we meet at the airport, and there's a list of things that we talk about that it covers in the departure reminder list, and also in the general terms. But that's the only thing that's not included is your lunch and your tips and camera/camcorder fees at different sites, can never really account for, who's gonna charge $1 one CD or so. But we'll definitely, while we're on tour, we'll definitely go through that, and the tour guide will definitely just give you a heads up and be clear. Right, and the tour is set up around four different regions in Ghana. Right now, the Accra region, which is also called the Greater Accra region, the Volta region, Ashanti region, and the Central region. So every 2 to 3 days, we're literally going to a different region, and that's why we have that nice fancy tour bus that's well equipped and ready just to take us around the country. Right, so what I want to do is just kind of go through the itinerary and the ticket at the same time. And everyone that's traveling with us next year, just think of the same. Just foresee yourself in the same process, and just look at it as like a heads up, and it's something that'll give you just a little clarity. And so October 26 is our departure day. Most of us have flights from different parts of the U.S. It's 38 of us, and we're coming from 15 different airports. But the main thing is the main meetup points are Seattle, and that flight will go directly to Amsterdam. JFK, and that flight also go directly to Amsterdam, and then Atlanta. And those that don't live in those cities, and you're in the South or the Northeast or Midwest, your flight will connect to Atlanta. So for those of us that are here, that are outside of the airport, it's about 15 of us. So I'm asking all of us to meet at the international terminal at D1, which is departure one. And as soon as you get to departure one, the big door open up, and you see the Delta kiosk, and you see all of us. You see all of us there. And we're gonna be, moving things around in our bags, and I'm looking for people who have very light luggage so I can offload some of these supplies and additional things that we have. If people are available, if not, then we just work that out another way. But the goal of that situation, and the same thing for those who are meeting in JFK and Seattle, or wherever you are. If you have a few people meeting with you, just make sure that. Take time to connect and meet together, and for those who might need connections, I'll do my best to either connect you on Facebook or connect you on text or so. That's how that is gonna also work out. Once you're there in Atlanta at 2 o'clock, we can all just meet, and then once we get through all of this, work in the backs to make sure all of us are good and all of us do a direct introduction. I'm looking to give everyone their supplies, their promo supplies, which we have, which is a tour T-shirt that everyone replied back via email or text. Which appreciate everyone doing it fast as possible, because order was able to get out and get back quick. We have a tour book, bag, and a few pens, and just a few brochures and cards and everything. So we just get you nice and promoed up. And while you're around, you can share some of the postcards and things like that. And the book is the ultimate thing. It's give you all of the need to know for the tour itself. It has your itinerary, all of the reminders. There's a lot of special information, and it has a detailed paragraph, pictures of everywhere we're gonna go. Talks in detail about investment. It's a book of 84 pages that I've took over from my staff, in 20 took over from my staff, which last worked on it in 2009, and I upgraded it in 2012, and I started doing it annually every October, and wanted it to be a special book that everyone that's traveling with us will get directly, and then some, and then our staff or our crew, and then other people, and it covers a lot of things, and it's something special. And the first thing I tell everyone to do once you get that tour book is to write your name on it. So those things will be checked off for you to have for those of us in Atlanta, and that will reduce the amount of additional luggage that I have right there. So and I'll have everybody, their T-shirt, their tour bag, and all those things organized, put together in the bag, and have your name on it, so we can just look at your name and just give it to you right away and save time from doing things that we've done in the past that just cost a lot of time. So that's a good thing about and about this experience. This is the 11th journey, and this is the 10th year we've been traveling to Ghana. So you never just get it all figured out in one time. So that's the benefit of the people travel later. So once we organize ourselves and get that worked out, we'll collect the group tips, and then we'll just all get together and proceed through security, and then we'll just meet up at the departure gate that's going to take us to Amsterdam. And then when we get to that gate, we're going to see people that are connecting from different parts of the south, southeast, northeast, and different parts in this part of the U.S. to connect with us in Atlanta. And I'll do that same process for you, that way I can get rid of the additional bags and get things out the way. And so we'll all meet, connect, and just introduce ourselves and just start that bond. And then the important talk that we're going to have for those of us in Atlanta is when we get to Amsterdam, and us, and I want to find out directly at that point, or even before, off this call, who want to travel outside, and who want to stay inside. Which, if you're whichever way you want to go, you're on your own. But if you want to hang with us, myself and my staff, you're more than welcome to hang with us, and we'll just give a good game plan now when we get there, and that way it's the same process, and everybody could be clear. So once we get on that flight, we get to Amsterdam. We'll have the group of people who want to, who's gonna stay. And naturally, you can just find. It's a big airport. You can just ask different staff members at the airport different things you can do. If you want to do movies, dinner, or it's very interactive airport, and it's been upgraded as of the last 2 years. Now, for those of us that are gonna go out and stay in Amsterdam, it's going to be October 27th, and we're all going to get in about 8:30. All the flights get in between 8 to 9 o'clock. Only flight I don't get in is the flight from Toronto. That flight will get in around noon, so naturally once we get back in, we'll connect. Yeah. But those who are available, open, and have that option to travel, we'll proceed through passport control, and then the only thing that we're going to have is our carry-on bags, because our check-in bags are checked in at our first airport, and that's on the process that's going to get to Ghana on that same plane that we're on. So, you already got your 250 pounds, and we already talk about the two light carry-ons, maybe a 20-inch roll-on, and a laptop bag or a duffel bag. But nevertheless, you're prepared, and we're proceeding through passport control, and we're going to make a left, and then we're going to see some elevators, and once we proceed down, we'll see this a hall full of lockers by a security booth that monitors those lockers and do security for the airport. So it's in a very safe facility. So once we go down there, these are big lockers. You can use your US cards to pay for the locker, and it could be anywhere from five to equivalent to 20 US dollars. Depends how big the locker is. But the medium lockers that we use in Japan, maybe about 10 or 15 US, is if it's about five people's carry-on. So my staff and my family will have, we'll put all of our stuff in one. And I want everyone to understand, whoever you put your things in the locker with, make sure you all stick together and come back together. The worst thing is if different people come back and you can't leave this stuff in the locker once you open it, or if you paid for it and you have the receipt, then they just have to wait for you. But nevertheless, it's a situation where we don't want any confusion, because when you're getting back, you literally, you're getting back around 12 o'clock to 12:30. So, we have our 1 o'clock meet and greet, but the flight leave at 3:25. So all those things have to be in process. So we want to do all and everything that's going to cut back on any confusion. So we bundle up in the groups and we put our things in the locker. Then we proceed to get our, you can get a few of your US dollars. I recommend maybe about $40 or so exchange to euros. You get a train ticket, and these two things are close by. We get the exchange of your money, and the train ticket is directly, not too far from where where you know where the locker is, and then the train station is literally inside the airport right there. So all of these things I mentioned is like close, and like is like a few minutes walk. It's just really close. So we all get together and we proceed down to. We make sure that we get on the train side that's going to take us to Amsterdam Central, which is, equivalent to like we'll call it downtown Amsterdam. And that's where you can go in, you can take any light tours, and you can go to coffee shops, you can get brunch, you can get some fresh air. It's a few things you can do, but again, also everyone stay in the group, and the goal and the game plan is for everyone to leave at least by 12 o'clock the latest, because if you leave at 12 o'clock, you can get to the airport and be back at the gate by 1 o'clock. But so you're looking at the earliest to 12 o'clock for those of us to start proceeding from where we are, right to the train station. And I'm also recommending that you don't go too far from the train station that drops us off in central Amsterdam. Nevertheless, family, so that is that's the optional energy of things you can do. And then once we get back in, for those people that I didn't get a chance to meet, especially the group of people from Seattle, I'll do the same thing, get you all your promo supplies, collect your tips, introduce everybody, connect everybody, just and let everyone know that. And once we get to Ghana, let's stay together once we get our bags. So after meet and greet, we get on the flight and we get to Ghana, October 27th at 8 o'clock. And our staff and crew be there ready for us to help us process through from getting our bags. But before that, once we get to Ghana, we're gonna go to passport control. So everyone just have to have their documents. We talk about your passport, your visa. It's good while you're there. So we cleared it up when we all applied for our visa after August, August 15th. So no one will have, anyone who chose the single entry or the multiple entry. All of our visas is good in that situation. And anyone who doesn't have a visa, please just reach out to me off the call, or if something is going on, please update me, because we're 10 days away from leaving. So you have those documents, and also you have to have a yellow card, a yellow fever card, and that's your process to get through. And then you get a cart, and make sure you only put your bags on your cart, and make sure that you have the baggage receipt that you got at your departing terminal in the US. And because when you proceed, when we all get together and we proceed and proceed our baggage to the exit airport, there's gonna be someone there that's gonna check to make sure that all of us have receipts for the right bag, to make sure no one is proceeding with someone else's bag. So it's a good system, and it's a lot of us. So the best thing for us to do is make sure that we have all of our bags in our own carts and have our paperwork for our receipts and everything, which I always recommend just keeping that all together in a folder or bag inside of your main carry-on bag that you just literally always have with you. That way, everything is just with you at all times and ready. But once we proceed through, our tour guide will guide us to the bus, and we'll get all the bags in, and then we'll proceed to the MJ Grand. And this will be the night of day two, Thursday, October 27th. So MJ Grand is a hotel that we first stayed in October 2011, and it was brand new. And now we get a chance to, reconnect and run our operations from there. We're there for 3 days, and the first day we're getting there at nighttime, so it's past dinner time. So for those who you may not be interested in the food that they're going to have on the plane, which you can order a specific type of food if you have a specific diet. Make sure you have snacks or certain things. If you want to do something like eat late at night when we're going out to to nightlife, we'll make sure that we link you and get you to somewhere where you can put an order in right by where we're going to be socializing during the night. Yeah. So other than that, we just want everyone to get checked into their room and just get themselves together and rest. If you do feel like you want to hang out with myself and a few other people, you're more than welcome to do it. And we're usually going to have a meetup point and the time and everything, which is going to be downstairs in the lobby. Most of the meetup points for things like that. And you know, the good thing about it, MJ Grand is an ideal part of Isogon, so it's a short walk down to where we're going to be socializing. All right, so that is that. But day 3, Friday, October 28th, is the start of the fresh day, and we are ready. So usually we do a wake up call at 6 o'clock, and for those who are interested in morning exercise and meditation, I did have my sister Peppy, which is one of our assistants, that was going to be there to do morning exercise. I'm looking for volunteers and that can do morning exercise. You don't have to do it every day. Sorry, excuse me. I'm looking for volunteers for those who can lead morning exercise. If you are interested in doing one or two sessions, and if nobody volunteers by default, I'll be out there doing it. And you know, it just take me back to my military days, and you know, I'll get you stretched out and ready to go. But nevertheless, that's the first thing in our schedule. So for those who are interested in that, that's fine. For those who are not, you know, when we give you the wake-up call, let's you know work on what you need to work on to get yourself ready. And you're looking at morning exercise between 6:15 to 6:45, so nice 30-minute session. And if you want to come out and free exercise, or if you're into swimming in the pool early in the morning, they have excellent pools. It's nice and clean, and you can just do early morning swimming. Or you can, if you're into working out at the gym, they have a nice little, you know, weight room that you can work out. And you know, so everyone doesn't have to do, you know, do the typical thing that we're all doing. And it's an incredible neighborhood, so I'm always recommend if you just like walking or jogging, just jog around the neighborhood. But we want everyone to just start early, because that's one of the bad things about sometimes when you travel with people or groups of people, you might not always get a chance to get an early start and go out. But this is the best way to enjoy a journey. We start early, get your body rolling, get feel fresh, feel energized. By 7 o'clock, 7:15, enjoy continental breakfast in the dining area. And then 8 o'clock is a time where we're looking to check off to make sure everything is good before we leave. Make sure everybody's clear that they need to proceed to the bus and get themselves ready, and make sure that nothing needs to be taken care of, and make sure everything is, the driver and the bus is here, and make sure all those things are fine. So we're usually looking at about an 8:30 departure, and the latest on 9 o'clock. So we account for those things, especially when you have a big group of people. And so it's, you know, it's fine, but that's what we'll, you know, we'll process. So, but the goal is to get out on average by 8:30, and even if we can do 8:15, that would be good. The earlier start, the better. And also during the mornings is when we're gonna have our list to find out who wants lunch and what kind of lunch they want. Since lunch is not included, we want to make sure that we get clarity of lunch so we can pre-order it at least 4 to 5 hours ahead of time, and maybe in some case maybe the night before. That way it could be processed smoother. When you know you have a group of 30 to 40 people, you want to make sure those things are organized. That way we get to where we need to get at a time where everything is ready, where we're not waiting an hour into it, we're waiting for meals to still come. So those are the things that you want to always avoid. So it's a whole lot of logistics. And me and our tour guide Kwabena Baka is going to be, you know, most of the time you hear us, you know, we're going to be talking. That's all we talk about, is that's like our language, logistics. Making sure everything is smooth, making sure everybody knows we're coming ahead of time, making sure everybody's prepared for us, because while we're moving, everything just has to be on point. And it's something that, you know, I spent a whole year planning and working with everyone that's in the equation of what we do, from the airlines, the hotel managers, the owners, to tour guide and transportation, and people are providing and setting meals up and everything. So, day 3, we're doing the Accra City tour. So once all those logistics are organized, we'll proceed, enjoy the city tour. And it includes Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, the Culture Center, Independence Square, George Padmore Library, W.E.B. Du Bois Center. And we're going to be doing a lot of, we're going to make sure we have enough time for everyone to go to the Art Center, which has all of the culture and things that you want to buy. And just, you know, enjoy your shopping, and enjoy getting the things you want to get. And also, if you end up not, you know, because you're still processing things, end up getting all the things that you want to get, when we come back to Accra towards the end of the tour, we have 2 days at the end where you can go back to the art center, go back to the city, and you know, and get certain things. October 28th, at 6 p.m. we're gonna have our repatriation investment conference. So our goal is to have a dinner at 5 o'clock and have it prepared in the dining hall and have everything organized ahead of time. That way, by at least close to by 5:45, 6 o'clock, we have everybody finished and we can proceed everyone to the conference center so we can get our conference started ahead of time. Our time is 6 o'clock, so a good starting time for us is going to be about 6:15. So I got everybody getting ready to set things up and everything is organized ahead of time. The Repatriation and Investment Conference has a panel of people that have lived in America and the Caribbean. Now they live there in Ghana, and they did a share their experience of living and doing business. And anything you need to know, I recommend is write down all these questions and just really just, when the process opened, just run it off. And they're the only ones that can answer certain questions because they live that life of going back and forth. Then we have a panel of Ghanaian business people who represent the Ghana Investment Promotion, the Diaspora Affairs, Lands Commission, we have representation from the Black Star Alliance Credit Union, and a few other people that represent key departments in the country. That's going to give you clarity how to live, do business, and process investment in your country. So you get a chance to hear from those people that lived in the same situation of us and the people that that are in those positions to answer your question directly because they work in that process, like the gentleman from the Lands Commission. Any clarity of land questions, that's there. They have that headquarters. So if you want to research a land before you make a commitment to make sure that 5 or 10 other people don't own it, or to make sure it's not in litigation, he's the main person that you want to talk to. And so the way we approach business is, for our people to deal with people directly and not a bunch of middle people and things like that. That way everything is tight, clear, and organized, and less chance for slip-ups, mistakes, or any kind of loose ends. All right, so that is going to be a wonderful conference, and usually we're going to be shooting it live, and I'm hoping to get a few people from the media to come through and document and share it. That way we can share the information with our people in the diaspora in the world, of clarity of how these things are. And that's one of the issues of people who have traveled in the past, who have came to Ghana and decide that they want to do certain investments and things like that. And there's horror stories in the past and things, but you can't just run up to a country and say you want to do this and do that and expect it to operate and work like America or work anywhere else you're from. It's important to learn the culture and be clear of how things work, dealing with the people we need to deal with. So in that situation, that conference solves 100% of that clarity of people want to invest and move and live and do business and things like that. So it's something very big, and we take it serious and spend a whole year just planning on it, working with David, making sure that everything is in the right flow. So once we finish that, we're gonna cool down a little bit. Hopefully, we should be done about 8:30. So 10 o'clock, we look to head out to a nice social gathering for nightlife at Share Freak restaurant in the neighborhood. And this is literally just in walking distance. Enjoy the scenery, live music, and networking. Usually it's something short, so 11, 12. Start shutting down and head back. That way everybody can get some rest, because the wake up troops, my staff, they're ready to get everybody up in the city for the first few days at 6 o'clock, so everyone can get into the flow of getting up at that time. Through the tour, their wake up calls might stop or get reduced. We'll do our best to at least have a get you a phone call, but what we're talking about is directly physically waking you up by knocking on the door, because you might be caught in a time zone. And the phone is something that you're not even trying to hear. Nevertheless, so that's that process. So that's those are the first 3 days of the itinerary. Next day we go to day five, Saturday. We go to the Ebwy Mountains. So looking to depart around we have 8 o'clock. Looking to leave about 8:30, and we're gonna head to the Ebwy Mountains, and we're gonna stop by Rita Marley House and take pictures outside, and we're gonna see our foundation, which is one or two house up. We're gonna visit the Trinity Home Foundation, which is a school in Tutu, to donate school supplies. So that will be the first of the school supplies drive donation. And so we're driving up a mountain. It's a big bus, And literally where they are, it's far. It was not far. Sometimes the word far not really defined. I'm gonna say it's like a 1 mile walk, and I might be off. I'll get my tour guide to specify the distance when we get there. But it's a short walk, and by the time we're socializing, talking, I think after like 15 minutes we're up there. But that's the school that we have been connecting with since October 2007, which is part of a connection from some of our folks who used to live in Atlanta and repatriated, and I reached out to them to do to do some business with them, and they recommended that we connect with the school, and it worked out perfect, and it's just one of those things where we all work together and help each other out, and keep a strong bond. So the school is very dear to us, and I'm just very impressed to where they were to where they are now. They have a they have a nice facility in the mountains, and a good amount of land to really expand and grow. But they're always looking for financial donations to maintenance and keep the school going, and looking for school supplies as they get new students that are orphans or just general students. And while we're there in the mountains, we're gonna take a journey down to the Avery Botanical Gardens, and we're gonna shop at the wood carving. And while we're at the garden, we're gonna have lunch. We have one of our sisters that connected us with the school. She has a nice restaurant, in the gardens, and we're gonna stop by there. We're gonna work on pre-arranging our lunch to get it set up there. So she did send me the menu. So for those who are traveling with us, I'm gonna work to get that worked out to get her a menu to this lunch and the buffet staff, all of us. And once we finish eating, we'll head to the wood carving village. So for those who want to buy wood carving, that is one of the two locations. The other one is in Kumasi. And after so we look into this, that's not gonna be as hectic as our first day in the city. But we're going to proceed down to the University of Ghana and do a campus tour, and we're going to look to get back to the hotel about 4 o'clock. And we do a dinner and nightlife jam out in the city at Afrikiko Leisure Center restaurant. So they have an incredible Ghanaian buffet and live music. So what we recommend on that day for night, that everyone dress up as casual and nice as possible, cultural as possible. And it's, once you finish the buffet, you can stay and hang out and enjoy the music, enjoy the scenery. And for those who want to go back, the bus will be heading back at a certain times. And for those who want to stay and hang out with myself and others for a while, we'll head back in our taxis. And it's not too far from the hotel. It's in the city, Accra, but it's not too far from our neighborhood, which is considered like a neighborhood outside of the main city. All right, and that is going to be our last night there in Accra. So the next day we're on our way to the Volta region. So when we're making these moves to one region to the next, we usually have a game plan, which we're going to give you a heads up on everything like a day or two before on what we're going to do for checkout. So everyone, make sure you pack your bags the night before. Make sure you have all your big bags, your check-in bags at your door ready to go. That way, when me and the crew comes down, we can just knock on your door, you can just give us the bag, and we can take it down to the bus. And our goal is always to pack the big bags first and get the bus bottom of the bus load up, because the carry-ons you can work under the chair in the back of the bus, over the and we can work those things out. But that's the main thing. So all the things that you're going to possibly need between before, while you and just like the plane, so the things that you just want to have access to, any of your things, just make sure you just have it in your carry-on stuff that you carry with you. And some of us have those certain carry-on bags. I'm not saying that your carry-on bags are going to bring on the bus itself. We're going to put that underneath, but have at least one bag or so with all of the things that you're going to literally need, and need quick access to. That way you're good to go for the few hour drive that we have. And when we do these long drives, you usually do a few rest calls, and so we just tell everyone, make sure you just use the restroom directly before you leave. And then when we get to the rest stops, and li limit liquid drinking. But if, in case of an emergency, just alert the tour guide, because I might be getting my rest or might be in some deep meditation. Because the first 3 days in Accra, sometimes you get no sleep because it's this long schedule and this a lot of in the time zone. But yeah, reach out to the tour guide and he'll tell the driver to stop the bus and pull over to the side. And if it's in the bushes or somewhere, just make sure you take your wipes or whatever you need to do. Make sure you have on the bus with you ready. So that's what we always talk about, having all your preparation stuff at just hands, so when you need it, everything is with you. Right, so that's just some basic advice in that situation. But once we get to the Volta region, we're staying at the Chances Hotel in Ho, which is HO. When we get there, we're just gonna have a short period of 30 minutes where we go check and make sure everything. It's a facilities. It's big, so we're gonna make sure work out the logistics and make sure that we keep everybody close together as possible because the bookings put us in different buildings and things like that. So that's usually when we get to a new hotel when we have been there before. We just make sure we scope out the phys. You see things on the computer and the map and things, but you just want to physically scope things out and work certain logistics in your mind, and then start putting people in the room. So sometimes when we get to a location, it might be up to about 30 minutes before any individuals are put into their room. We ask everyone to be patient, and if you just need to take pictures or socialize or do certain things, work on it or just relax, and then we'll start getting things out taken care of. So while we're there for, that's one of those layback days, Sunday, so you can rest, relax, and everything, and we're gonna have group discussion, movies, and relaxation time on the bus. But we're going to be getting everyone prepared for Monday, October 31st. And while we're there, we're looking to, we're going to do the same morning routines, morning exercise, breakfast, leave at 8:15. But we might have it to where we might have to leave a little bit earlier. We're going far up into the Volta region to go to the Monkey Sanctuary and also the waterfalls. So my advice for everyone that's traveling with us and they want to get in the water or so, make sure that you have your towel and a swimwear or something like that. Last time I took folks to the waterfall, I just couldn't believe it. I saw people diving, jumping, just breaking out into bathing suits and swimming in it. It's like they're just free to see water, happy to see water. But I wasn't prepared for that then. I definitely wasn't getting in the water because one of the things is. Then you just have to make sure you have a towel so you're not just walking around in wet clothing and things like that, and that's how you get sick because then the driver got the AC on and things like that. So that's one of those things I want everyone to be prepared for if you're gonna physically get wet at the waterfalls out when we're in the Volta region. And in that night, it's gonna be my 39th birthday, and we have a birthday Bomani birthday bash for anyone who are open to hang out with us in nightlife. We're gonna be keeping everything there at the hotel because we're in the middle of we're far away from any city life to where we can just do that partying. So when we're on resorts like that, chances we just if we have any parties, gatherings, or anything, we just keep it there. The same thing like One Africa and also Elmina Beach Resort. We're gonna be jamming, and we're also gonna be celebrating our 10th anniversary of Africa tour, Journey of a Life, Africa for the Africans. So it's going to be a lot of celebrating, a lot of enjoyment, and a lot of fun things to do. So for those who are not looking to shut it down after dinner at 6 o'clock and you want to socialize, we have cards, dominoes, different games where it could be available for you just to socialize and do that. And if we're physically somewhere where we can go out and do certain things, we just usually have that option. So the next place we're going to, next region we're going to proceed to is the Ashanti region. And the Ashanti region, we're staying at the Noda Hotel, and the same setup. We're gonna have just wonderful nightlife option, buffet dinner. But the next day is the main event, day 8, Wednesday, November 2nd. That's the second day we're in Kumasi. We're gonna go to all of the craft villages and also go to the culture center there. So if you're looking to the stack up on just buying certain things, craft, certain clothing right there. And also at our business investment conference, I wanted to mention that we have people there that are tailors, and they'll take care of things for you. And then when you get back to Accra, they'll get it for you. And there's also people that's gonna be selling clothes and doing certain things. So your whole time that you're in the country, you're gonna have that access. And always tell everyone, just make sure you have your cash and everything ready. You can exchange your money at the, at each of the hotel, and in some cases we're gonna have a money exchange driving with us, And in some cases, we'll just all go together at a Forex bureau where we can get our money exchanged. But all of us will have access to ATM machines and things like that every day, and access to Wi-Fi and all of your amenities. I don't want anyone to be distracted by not having something to lose track of and join themselves in focusing on the greatest journey, the journey of a lifetime. And so, as I'm proceeding a little faster through the schedule, everyone, I always tell everyone that your itinerary is going to tell you and define what your trip is, because that's what we follow. Like, we follow, and as we go through every day, we're letting everyone know what's going on ahead of time. So that's the purpose of also putting the itinerary in the book, so we can all keep track of what we're doing, versus everyone that's asking me, "Bomani, what are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow?" But we'll make sure that we keep you posted and updated at all times, and we're definitely focused on that. Now, when we leave Kumasi in the Ashanti region, it's going to be day 9, Thursday, November the 3rd, and we have the t-shirts. I'm going to make sure when I give them to A1, let them know that date, and type it up on the paper I'm giving you. That's the day when we go to Asin Manso, which is the last bath of our ancestors before they were taken to the dungeon. So while we're heading down in the central region, which is the same walk, same movements our ancestors were taken down from the northern region before they were brought to the dungeon. So Asin Manso is the part we have set for Ancestor Day 1, and this year we're doing, which we have done over the years, the Ghana colors, red, black, green, and gold, or the Pan-African colors, red, black, and green. Now, just any combination of the colors is significant. So the t-shirt represent the red, black, and green that you wear. So whatever bottoms you have or things, this any of those colors will be perfect. And the t-shirt is gray, as we showed in the illustration via the email and Facebook, and the combination of colors are just red, black, and green. And in the previous years, we have used white and red, black, and green. And then naturally, we give everybody a reminder. And if you do plan on wearing a shirt before that, which I can't stop you from wearing it, and some people might have it on, just make sure that you have it ready for that day. And if you decide not to wear it for some reason, wear something else, which some of the pictures you'll see other people wearing different things, it's absolutely fine. One of the things that we don't ever want to do is just put people under pressure and tell them this is what you have to do. Same thing with the white ceremony. 2 days later, we always, and these are part of, we're not trying to cult anybody, but these are just part of ceremonies and things to make your journey special. So we just said, recommend everyone just, go with the flow. All right, and that day, once we leave from Asin Manso, we're going to head to One Africa, and it is going to be an incredible party jam at One Africa. And as we talk about in the last few months, Amicus only have 11 rooms, and so we have another 11 rooms at the Elmina Beach Resort. So some of those details, honestly, we're gonna have to work out when we literally get there, and I'll let you know a heads up, especially when I'm talking to my tour guide directly in his face, and and things like that. But the game plan that we have so far is that before we leave Kumasi, we have a group of people that will meet with me, and you'll bring your bags towards one side of the bus, and another group that will meet with a tour guide, and you bring your bags towards that side, because he's going to be down there with you at Elmina, and he's your main point of contact, and for me and him to communicate. So that way, once we offload the bags to One Africa, all your bags are there, and no one has to worry about where their bags is or if we took their bags. So all those things will work out. That's what we do, straight up logistics. But what we're gonna do, between like 6 to 7, we probably work it out the way after we finish all the meal and the dance and celebration, which will probably last all together no more than 2 hours. Or we might work out a situation where we get your bag dropped off at your rooms and get you to come back. So that's not defined, but we'll work it out. But we're gonna be having all of our dinners there at One Africa, and we're going to be enjoying live music for the first day, and it's just an incredible scenery. And unfortunately, for the poor people who are not staying at One Africa, unfortunately, you might not want to leave, but your lodging is down the street, which is approximately about a mile. And even though that lodging is like a 3-4 star hotel, it's just the energy of being at One Africa that's always special. So I always tell everyone that if you're interested in staying at One Africa, once you sign, for those in 2017, just let me know, heads up, and I'll put you there. And then for those who don't want to stay at One Africa, just let me know, because the issue will be if you want hot water or if you want air condition, you have to do Elmina Beach Resort, because our resort is a natural spa, kind of natural health resort, and it's in its incredible state. So that's an experience, but at the same time too, we don't want nobody to freak out, say I'm gonna die if I don't get hot water or air conditioned for 3 days, and we don't want that, we don't want that to disturb anybody's journey. So we have a nice stay for you. That has fixed that problem. While we're there for that first night, for those who are of us at One Africa, usually we do the cards, the dominoes, whatever games, and then some of us just get the rest and start in the morning. So with the tour guide at Elmina Beach Resort, you guys can do the same thing if you have certain games and you just want to socialize in a certain location, or just you can just do your own thing. And if you just want to stay at One Africa and hang out with us, we'll make sure we get someone to just transport you back, or someone to walk with you. If you just want to hang out with us and party with us, because it's gonna be the it's gonna be the energy is gonna be there, and different people might feel a different way about it. All right, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pause for a little bit before I close off for the next 30 minutes and find out if anyone have any questions with the our schedule and what we're doing so far. And remember, you have to press *6 to unmute yourself. So we basically covered most of our general itinerary. So I'm at day 10, and day 10 is a nice, fun day. This is actually our third school. The other school we go to is the day when we leave in Kumasi. They come there and connect with us and get school supplies and donations. But this school that we have is called Akoma International Academy, Arts and Science in Iyensudu, Elmina, and it's a great relationship with Imacus and what she has done, and she's on the board. And we have people that are currently sponsoring scholarship for many of the children. It's been a great connection. We're gonna do that. We're gonna go there the first half of the day, and once we finish, then the option is gonna be for those who want to go back to One Africa or go back to Elmina Beach Resort, and then kind of lay low for the day until we all meet back up at One Africa for dinner. Let us know ahead of time, because other than that, the bus is gonna take those who are going to the Canopy Walk, a Cancun. So if you want massages at One Africa and things like that, that's like the best day to do it, because that half of the schedule is clear. You can order your lunch there, and those who are going to the Canopy Walk will, we'll have a game plan for our lunch, and that way we can just have our lunch and enjoy that Canopy Walk. And for those who are scared of heights or not into walking, and it's gonna be something where you're gonna need some nice comfortable shoes to hike in, and hopefully not scared of these canopies. I have the it's one of those things where I have a lot of highlights of the videos of us going across the canopy, but those things become like recreation things of just exercising and just enjoying nature. So that's another incredible part of the tour, dealing with ecology. And once we meet up that night for dinner, we're gonna come up with a game plan for us to have a party at the Elmina Beach Resort, and they have Ladies Night Friday at 9 o'clock. And last time, sometimes during the off-peak season, as far as this low tourist season, there's not much going on. So it depends on, I guess, who's in the hotel. But I'm looking to let them know heads up that whatever they got going that Friday night, and I'm gonna find out those of us who want to come and party and to socialize with us. We just open it up from 9 to 12 and turn the music up. And those who want to just enjoy like a nice nightclub scene that's just organized by us and everything, you can just enjoy that. So that's the good thing about connecting with that resort. All right, and after they got that, we're gonna be closing out. So day 11, Saturday, we're gonna be going to both the Elmina and Cape Coast Holocaust dungeons. So what I'm recommending for anyone that's staying at One Africa, please do not order any breakfast or any additional breakfast or anything, because we need to get the bus out right away. That way we can, well, the bus will be at Elmina Beach Resort, so they're gonna come up and meet us, and we just have to be ready. it's one of those situations where we just have to get an early start because it's a long schedule in order to really get the time to focus and hear all of the history and get to all of the different dungeons in at both Elmina and Cape Coast. It takes some time, and then we have lunch in the middle, and then also we have a naming ceremony to the end. And honestly, I know everybody's gonna be tired and burned out, and we're all wearing white, and some of us probably just feel like we're gonna pass out, or it is a long day, but I always ask everyone else to bear with it, and not trying to make you feel what our ancestors felt, because there's no way I can do that. It's impossible. But we have to feel something, and so it's a day that's a little uncomfortable. So try to make yourself as comfortable, with the all whites you're wearing, and especially your shoes, because you're gonna be doing a lot of walking. And make sure that you're hydrated, because we don't want anybody, because it's easy just to pass out in dungeons because it's dark, not a lot of ventilation, and sometimes you're down in, sometimes you close off the passage, so you can feel like you're not that you're sophisticated, so you can feel less air, and we go back to an experience of what happened to our ancestors. So it's very powerful, very emotional, and we recommend, we have on the departure reminder list to bring candles for those who want to light a candle and put it on the side inside the dungeons, or if you want to bring a wreath, or you want to bring a gift or certain things, so for your ancestors, or a poem, or just have your reflection. It's your time, it's your moment to do all of these things, and that focus. So very powerful day. And then, once we get back to One Africa, Amicus will do our naming ceremony, and we'll have the certificates pre-organized, preset based on your date of birth that you sent to me when you reply back for your, with the passport information, which gives your name and also your date of birth. So that's the date of birth that I use. So anybody gave me a date of birth that's different from their real date of birth that's on their passport, or one of those strange situations, you'd have to always just let me know up front. Other than that, what date came out as far as the date of birth, that's the name that we do for your certificate. But if there's any mistakes or anything that's not right or clear, I have no problem with just getting the information and just creating your new certificate. Only thing is this, it's this email to you, but it's the image to where you can just get printed out, and then you can just frame it if that's what you want to do, or just put it in your travel book. Right, so that day is this a long day, and to cheer everybody up, Imacus have a party for everyone that's at the Purple House. It's a family of repatriates, so if you really give for those who are taking, it's an optional trip, and the bus is not going to be available because the driver need maximum rest, because he's going to be rolling as we close out the tour and to head back to Accra. So we'll just get into taxis for those who want to go to this nice social event at they call it the Purple House, and they have live music, and it's a fun group of people to be around. So Amicus, when you get to One Africa, Amicus will remind you. So when you if you want to go, you just go see her, and just give her the donation that they have worked out. I think it's like $10, and that will work. And for those who are not going and they just want a time to rest and chill because it's been a long, long few days, to go back to One Africa Resort and chill, relax, or go back to Elmina Beach Resort and just, relax and focus. And then everybody just, get your things together, and then note that while we're heading back to Accra, we're gonna be enjoying a nice beach, beach activity, and that's another optional one, and that's the second optional activity. It's about $5 to proceed to the beach entrance. Other than that, they have another location where those who want to order food and just enjoy the atmosphere, they can do that. And then once those of us cross and get onto the beach, we can just order our food there. So that's another thing that I'll talk with the tour guide ahead of time, and we'll have everything pre-arranged and organized, and give the folks a heads up that a big tour bus is coming in, and it kind of works certain things out. So that's one of the best things you can do when you're just doing logistics, is to make sure that you just keep in contact and follow up with the people that you're connecting with, and make sure that they're in their right place and position to ready to get things taken care of. That way we don't have any stagnation. All right, so it's gonna be so that is gonna be a beautiful Sunday. And we're gonna head back to the MJ Grand. And for those who still have some energy and wanna socialize and go out, there's nightlife on pretty much all of the day. Something for the people who maybe wanna do something at night. So, and then those who wanna get some rest, just enjoy your rest. And after that, everything is, the next 2 days are free or open days. The only thing that we have is the business conference the Monday. So I usually tell everyone to look at the schedule that tells you when dinner is because the times start changing. The Monday dinner is 5 o'clock, and then the Tuesday when we leave in dinner is 4 o'clock because we have to be at the airport by 5, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, even though our flight leave at 10 o'clock. We want to make sure that we not get caught into heavy traffic, get caught into delays and things like that. So everything is worked out to where we're doing everything organized and ahead of time. And because people always ask me how you move so many people around the country and do these things, and it's just all in the planning. And it's something that you just have to put the work into and just be clear on what you're doing. And having the experience for a decade of traveling to Africa and especially Ghana, just make a lot of things easier. I always tell everyone to make sure that all your dates and everything for your tickets, all your things are organized, everything is in place so you can be ready. And please do not get to the airport too late and try to stress yourself through security and traffic and those things. And make sure that you have that day freed so you can just get to the airport 2 to 4 hours ahead of time and enjoy yourself and focus and be ready. All right, so that is the end of the itinerary in just to give you a nice overview. But I wonder if anybody have any questions about itinerary, any logistics movement, or anything in general that that you need to know before we actually go. All right, remember everyone, star 6 to mute yourself. All right, someone, one of the two things I'll let everyone remember, that all of us have electronics, so let's make sure that you purchase a universal international power strip or adapters. The power strip is going to have several connecting points. So this depends on how much electronics you plan on plugging in. Just get one, and the adapters are just for just a single connection. So I have a combination of both, and it's just good to have a combination of both. But just make sure that they all work from 110 volt to 220 volt. That way, it's plugged into the Ghana socket. It's not gonna blow. And make sure all of your electronics, which by now your phones, your tablets, computers, everything is gonna be, it's gonna be that range. And if it's not, that means it's very old. Because over the last 5 years, I've not seen anything that only works in the U.S. and not anywhere else. All right, seem like someone is open. Ricky, you have a question? Or Kim?
No.
All right, I saw your line unmuted.
Yes, I have. Could you repeat that again, just about the universal adapter? I was just trying to get all of that down.
Yeah, it's on your preparation departure list. But
Okay.
it's called the universal, what I've the title I have is a universal extension cord and adapters for use in Ghana. Or if you don't want to put Ghana, you can just put UK because it's the same system. So you want to make sure that
Okay.
the plug is going to work there in Ghana for your extension cord, and to just cover all of your electronics. And you should be able to get that ordered, and you should be able to get it by Monday or Tuesday if you order it today or tomorrow. For those who haven't ordered one, based on what we've talked about. All right, Kim, let me know if you have another question.
And one last question. When we meet up on Wednesday, could you give me the time and where we're meeting again?
Yes, Wednesday, October 26th, we're meeting up at 2 p.m. the Atlanta International Terminal, meeting at door D1. So whoever's dropping you off, when you're gonna see D1 for departure 1. And as soon as the door opens, you'll see all of the Delta kiosk. And we'll be meeting there between 2 to 2:30, and then make sure we're all good. And then what I'll do is, for those who are in the Atlanta area, I'll be sending out a text. I have Adrian's phone number, so I'll shoot him the text and just a reminder ahead of time to everyone where we're meeting at and things like that.
Okay. That's all.
I appreciate you. All right, anyone else, do you have any questions as I begin to close this conference call? All right, and I also just put everything in that departure reminder list for everyone to use as a final close out clarity list to work from. as we, you know, get ready to meet up. And you can always, you know, if you have any questions, you can always email, text, or call me. And I'm doing the same thing as everyone. I'm just getting everything organized. And last set of things that we need to do is just print the, well, pick up the tour book, print the name and certificate, and other than that, you know, pack all the, you know, the last set of things, and we're ready to go. And we just want everyone to be ready and everybody to be clear and everything, so there's no mishaps and things like that. So it seemed like everybody's clear, because I don't have, not getting any questions. So let me just look at one or two things I can share before we leave from the special reminder list that I got in the book. Definitely want everyone to please focus on enjoying yourself and accomplishing your mission, and do not get distracted by others or get caught up into complaining. And I say that to say it's a lot of different people, and you know, all of us have different things that's going to connect us there to Ghana. Some of us are just more focused on repatriating and doing business in the country. Some of us, you know, it's an incredible getaway that, you know, we've been thinking about for a lifetime, and the opportunity is here and you want to enjoy it. And then some are just, you know, getting away for many other reasons. So everybody's gonna be moving and doing their own thing. And I just always say, one, just, you know, don't get caught or distracted by other folks, you know, movements and things that they're doing. You know, if somebody's working their thing and they're trying to get them a wife, you know, just let them do their thing. And if you just, they're looking to just enjoy a cultural experience, enjoy it, and you know, it's all in fun and all in love. You know, it's a journey that incorporates just a lot of different energy of our people from the diaspora. And you know, when you're talking about 30 or 40 people say 30 or 40 personality, but it's about 100 different personality. And so your goal is to flow and just connect with everybody and just make it just a peaceful, beautiful experience. So all the things that we've covered and talked about as really, it really does help when we get to that point. And then when I talk about all the meetup and the introduction, us socializing and things like that, and then even the Facebook group, once you just start kicking it up a little bit and start introducing people, since everything is clear and we have our set group. You know, it's that time, just appreciate everyone for taking care of what, you know, all of us had to take care of for us to get to this point. And then for everyone that's start that journey that's ready for us in 2017, this is, you know, something that we take very serious. And, you know, we want to make sure that this becomes a lasting memory. So, in closing, one last time, the line is open for anybody who want to talk about anything. Anybody have any questions? And also, the tour book is finished. There's a digital version on the website. When you click on Ghana Tour Books, you'll see October 2016. But we have a printed version for everyone that's in the group, staff and crew. So you're more than welcome to print it or do anything you want to do, but definitely want to let you know that, and yeah, not like the real book. All right, so family, everyone, once again, this is Bomani, and I'll be available up until, you know, while we're there, up until we get on that flight from Atlanta and, you know, take off. So during your time of checking and move around, if you run into any serious issues or serious problem, just, you know, shoot me a text or something. But other than that, if it's something directly with the airlines and certain things, I'll probably instruct you to talk with reservations. But if it's anything that I can answer or help you with, let me know. Right by now, everyone, ticket and all of their legal documentation, everything they need to travel with, it's supposed to be cleared and correct and in place and organized. So family, everyone, stay focused, lay low, and if you don't have to tell anybody that you just have to leave, because they might try to tell you not to go or spoil your journey, don't tell them. Remember, you can always text and email people while you're on a plane and just leave them with a message, and they can just give you a response when they get back. Nevertheless, I just recommend everyone just lay low and spend as less money as possible. That way you can have a lot more in Ghana, so you can spend in socialize and, you know, and make that as memorable as possible. So appreciate everyone once again. Everyone take care. Good night. And I'll see everyone at the airport. All right, so I'm unmuted. Everyone, good night. You take care.
Good night. Good night.
Safe journey.
Good night, somebody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.